Hey everyone, it's Tyree, and welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. Yo, this weekend was crazy, man. Learning about all that, issues with the border thing and Trump and families being ripped apart and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys are too political or anything like that. I'm not myself, but hearing those stories is, it's pretty rough to hear about, but this is the world we live in. And my heart goes out to all of those families. My heart goes out to our political administration. I just hope that things work out in the end. If you guys had a amazing weekend, that's what's up. You definitely put it out there. You're talking amazing things into your life. You're out here making things happen. You're living the life you want to live, and you're working on the person that you are truly working to become. And for that, you are definitely worth all the time and all the effort. And I'm telling you, my message to you is keep it going. And even when the days are rough out here, just remember your end game. What's your goal to this all? And do not give up. So this weekend, or before the weekend, actually, I wanted to talk about one subject that men don't talk about at all, actually. And I feel like women are very interested in, which is funny to me because of my whole stance on the situation. So the topic I want to talk about today is a cheating spouse or cheating boyfriend, cheating partner, whatever so may have you. That is what I want to talk about today. So I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you guys a little backstory about myself before I get into what it is that on the other side of this thing, what did I learn? Hey, you guys, this is Tyree from Lock Pop Talks. Tune in every Monday through Friday for new episodes, content, and segments. Send in your questions, your concerns, your comments to the show, and we can talk about them. This podcast is for men who are fathers and husbands who want to make themselves better than what they were yesterday as far as their career, their relationships, and their relationship with their children. Tune in, guys. Hey, you guys, we're back from break. This is Tyree again. So if you guys were listen to the first part of the podcast, then we were talking about Trump and the families that are being pulled apart from each other and the whole situation being done so callously and heartless. If you guys have an opinion about that, definitely hit me up in the messages. I'm going to play your message on the show and we could talk about it, get your opinion on the situation. Or maybe you don't know about it or you possibly don't care. Either way, just send in a message and let's play it. Let's get to talking. And I definitely want to hear from you guys out there. So, not to hold you guys up too long, what we're going to talk about is like a cheating spouse or a cheating partner. Like, first of all, why? I can't speak for women. So, that women might have their own issues and their own answers to that question. And maybe they're similar to what it is I'm about to say. But, why do people cheat? I'm going to give you the quick rundown of it. Chances are they're cheating because it's an insecurity. That's right. All that it comes down to is an insecurity. Why are you cheating? It is an insecurity. One, either you were hurt in a past relationship and that relationship you put all your heart and soul into, or you had high hopes for it and dreams and stuff like that, and they were crushed. Maybe you were dumped by your last girlfriend or partner. Who knows? Maybe you got into a huge fight. You could have been with an abusive person in your life, because men are abusive and so are women. They all just do it in different ways. People are abusive in many different ways. And at some point it may have killed your insecurity, your self-esteem, and built up your insecurities. Another situation of why people may have done it is their family. Maybe that's the way that they were raised. They were around people who were just untrustworthy with each other, who told many lies to each other, and that person just kind of picked up on it. That guy or whatever may have picked up on it. So ladies, if you're out there, fellas, if you're out there, these are the issues that a cheating person goes through, and then the end result is that they come out kind of untrustworthy. I've never met or heard of a cheating person that liked another cheating person or the act in itself. I've never seen one like, oh yeah, I sleep with this many different women and blah, 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 blah. We may hear that in the entertainment world, but that is just, it's just, I've never heard of it. Me, myself, in all my personal experience, I've never heard of it. So you say, if you have such a problem with it, then why are you doing it? And it brings me to one another important point. I think it's a coping mechanism, like smoking and drinking and gambling and working out and being what's a good word I'm looking for? Being I don't know, stingy, I guess. Just stingy with your feelings, stingy with yourself, and stingy with your mindset. You don't bring people in unless it's to satisfy you in some odd way. So I'm gonna take another break, you guys. I'm gonna be right back. I want to play some, we're gonna play a different break for you guys. Try to mix things up, all right? We'll be right back. All right, we're back, most definitely. So, what we talked about is, the insecurities, the untrustworthiness, the learned behaviors, and then the coping mechanisms. That those are the four things I believe are what build up a cheater. Okay, and like I said, I don't know if you guys, I want to hear back from you guys. Don't let it just all be a one-sided conversation. If you are familiar with any of those type of people, definitely call us to the show and let us know about that, because I want to hear a lot of different perspectives on it and get to conversating about it. And I don't mean to talk about other people. I mean, not to say you're a cheater, but if you have those type of four mechanisms going on, do any of those four mechanisms sound like someone who would cheat or had the capacity to cheat? And have you ever heard of a cheater that was proud of what they were doing? So it's weird, but I definitely want to talk to you guys about it, because to be honest, I want to create like a write-up or something like that, or another YouTube video that's kind of touching on the subject. And I think it would be awesome to hear from different perspectives before I jump on the mic and get out there and, sound pretty one-sided on this whole conversation. So I like hearing or talking about the coping mechanisms, because I believe people do a lot of things to kind of work out the life that they're in. And having sexual partners could be one of them. And why? Because one, it's physically satisfying. It is a mental escape. And there is a emotional thrill. And it's funny because every time it's over, or I've seen, like in movies and whatnot, when it's over, the cheater doesn't feel anything. They don't have anything. It's like they have to do it again. They have to do it again. They have to do it again. And the rest of this world, we tell people, oh, you're cheating, I ain't got time for you, and stuff like that, which is fine. You got a person who cheats on you in your life, then you ain't got time for them. If you're a person who is cheating and you have not been caught yet, I think this is the time to cut that shit out. I'm just saying, it might be time. Do it now. And I'm not talking about because your girlfriend or your wife will find out about you. F all that. That's gonna happen. They probably been new. First of all, if you're listening to this now, it's probably already too late. They've already heard about it, and they've probably already known about it. But what I'm saying is to stop doing it before something physically, like something bad, your health, something is affected, your life is affected, and then you affect someone else's life. That's when it's time to, okay, you need to cut back, because, and don't come back and talk about you care about people and you care about your children and stuff. I'm gonna tell you right now, man, if this is hard for you to hear, then I'm sorry, but it has to be heard that you don't give a crap about anybody, and you don't give a crap about yourself, and you do not give a crap about your kids, and you do not give a crap about your spouse if you are a cheating man. If you're dating different women, and you're in a dating scene, you guys get a pass from me. You get a pass, obviously, because you're dating. That's just what you do. These women should know about, that you're in a dating scene and you're doing your thing. So I give you guys a pass on that. But if you are in a committed relationship, I'm telling you right now, cut that crap out, man. Cut it out before you hear something terrible out here in these streets. You know, you don't, it just ain't worth it. And it's truly not worth it. Guys, it's going to be pretty tough, but we're going to talk about those four coping mechanisms, those four mechanisms and insecurities that people use throughout the week. So my apologies if this is a pretty drab week. You know, try to spice it up a little bit more, but this has to be talked about, my man. There's no way I can talk about or campaign about improving who you are as a man in your family and in your life. And we don't talk about the things that men are accused of, that we are subject to, and the things that people hold us accountable for. All right, you guys, my name is Tyree. This channel is called Lock Pop Talks. I'm definitely going to be hearing out from you guys' messages, and I will hear from you, or you guys will hear from me tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.